This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Water levels on a small southeastern Colorado reservoir are getting too low to support its fish population. CPR's Dan Boyce says the state's asking anglers to catch as many of those fish as possible.
It's called an emergency fish salvage. This one's now effective at Two Buttes Reservoir south of Lamar. Colorado Parks and Wildlife aquatic biologist Jim Ramsey says fishing limits have been removed there.
We want to see as many fish harvested and utilized and not end up dying out at the lake if the lake were to get too low to support the fishery.
Anglers still need a valid fishing license, and transporting fish from Two Buttes to some other body of water is still illegal. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
More than 2,000 people have now signed settlement agreements with Xcel Energy over its role in allegedly sparking the Marshall Fire. CPR's Ishan Takor has more from the Boulder courtroom.
That represents about half of the residents and homeowners who sued Xcel over the state's most destructive wildfire. In late September, Xcel agreed to settle claims that it sparked the fire for around $640 million. Since then, attorneys have been ironing out final agreements with towns, residents, and insurance companies. Xcel's lawyers expect the majority of plaintiffs to agree to the settlements. Here's attorney Kevin Orsini.
Everybody's trying their best to wrap up the actual agreements and even get funding done by the end of this calendar year.
Only a handful of people have rejected settlements so far. Their cases may go to trial. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
Wind and sun on the Front Range today, and no recent precipitation means high fire danger. Temperatures are in the mid-60s, and gusts could reach 40 miles an hour. This is CPR News and KRCC.